Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. Wake up, everybody!
I am Miss Community Clovia. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of Community Conversations. You know, if it's happening in the community, I'm right there to make you aware. If you be good to your body's going to be good to you. That's right. It's the health show, whether you're from the age of 2 to 192. My very special guest is with Rhino Insurance. Insures your coverage, protects your dreams, and lets you leave your worries behind. David Woldridge is joining me on the show. Hi, David. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
It's good to see you again, because last year when we were trying to get everybody enrolled in the Affordable Care Act and you were working late nights and people were calling you all throughout the course of the night, I just want to thank you so much for assisting the Chesterfield Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated with the open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act. Now, the next enrollment period starts when, David?
November 15th.
November 15th.
Yes, ma'am. Right around the corner.
So what do you suggest all of our listeners to do now?
Right now, they need to review what they have so they make sure they understand it. And also, they need to review and make sure everything as far as income is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
They also need to probably, it's good to sit down with a professional. And review,
such as yourself.
Right. and review their coverage just to make sure it's doing what you want it to do. If your income has changed, you know, you can potentially get a bigger tax credit and lower your cost of insurance. So
mm-hmm.
definitely worth your while to check it out.
So it's important, because we all have to have health insurance, and with the Affordable Care Act, once again, the health care enrollment starts on November 15th. And if you have any questions or concerns about your present policy, because sooner or later, you're going to have to do the automatic code.
Right.
Talk about that, David.
Yeah, a lot of folks have gotten letters in the mail. The policies will automatically renew if you enrolled last year, but you have to go and input a code for a lot of folks. And if you just call our office, we can take care of that for you so you don't have to worry about it. It's just a big hassle.
Mm-hmm. And again, you can go to your website at shockorhino.com. That's shockorhino.com. So the coverage in here in Virginia, and for all of the persons who enrolled last year, what about the people, this will be their first time enrolling? What do you suggest that they do at this particular point, or just simply wait?
Right now, you need to check your W-2s for last year and just know what your household income is.
Okay.
Not individual income, so if you're married, both spouses.
Household income.
Household. It's all based mm-hmm. on household income, not individual income. That's the first thing you need to do, and gather that information so you have it ready. The next thing that you need to do is at least look at the plans out there, either by yourself or hopefully with a professional. But you definitely need to know what's out there on and off of the exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's very important to do. And again, if you need more information, you can go to shockorhino.com, or you can try to meet with David. Last year, again, you remember, David, we did healthcare enrollment forums and meetings all across Richmond and Central Virginia, and he was right there with us. So he's knowledgeable. He's a genius at this, but I know he doesn't want to say that. Rhino can help with the 12 digital code in the mail we just talked about, cancellation letters from some plans that did not meet the minimum requirements that company picked. Talk about that a little bit, David.
Yeah, they about 250,000 Virginians, by most reports, have gotten letters of cancellation from various insurance companies. Their health plans did not meet the minimum standards, and by that, the healthcare law requires that health insurance policies require a minimum amount of insurance. They mandate that you cover certain things. If they don't cover those things, it doesn't meet what they define as minimum standards, so they had to get rid of it. They can't offer it anymore.
Hmm. Limited Medicaid letters, the do not have to cancel.
Yeah, some of the folks that I had worked with last year have just recently, actually one lady got it on September 24th. They applied up for Medicaid January 15th. She got a letter from Medicaid on September 24th. Now, I don't know how they do that, but they're offering limited Medicaid because they have not expanded Medicaid in Virginia. And, mm-hmm. you know, as you know, Clovia, that was a marquee part of the law.
Yeah.
That has not happened yet in Virginia, unfortunately. So if you have gotten one of those letters, you need to contact Medicaid and ask them what to do. If you call our office, we can help you out with that. You're approved for Medicaid. You can't have a healthcare policy through the marketplace. So you got to figure out which one you need to get rid of, if either of them. So if
you can't have both, definitely.
Well, yeah, you can't have full Medicaid and a marketplace health insurance policy. So you need to figure out which one is in force. And if Medicaid is in force, you need to cancel the health insurance.
Yeah, please do that.
But make sure the Medicaid is there.
Definitely. So. Getting their insurance for free, yes, free. Rhino will help make sure their income is put in the right place to have insurance at no cost. David, talk about it.
Well, there's no cost to you for our services. I have some folks paying $3 a month for a comprehensive medical insurance policy. Like I said, it is based on income. So depending on your income, I mean, you know, $3 a month, I have a couple that's paying 10 bucks a month. So it's just, that's why I stress updating your information with the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, you may not be getting the biggest tax credit you can get. So that if you're not getting that, basically, the way it works, the bigger the tax credit, the lower your cost.
Ooh. So. And speaking of, you know, this show is running on our sister station, which is iPower 92.1 as well. And with the younger listeners from that 18 to 34 demographic, the bigger the tax credit, the lower your cost of insurance. Now, we're going to take a break, but I just want to throw this out there. Young adults can no longer be on their parents' insurance with the Affordable Care Act.
No, that's a rumor you hear thrown around a lot. It really depends on the situation, the employer, and everything like that. But most of the time, they'll be able to stay on their parents' insurance.
Usually until 26 years old.
Correct.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
So we're going to dispel some of the myths.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a break and come on back. The Affordable Care Act open enrollment starts November 15th. If you need more information now, go to ShocoRhino.com. We're going to take that break and come on back. Stay close. I am Miss Community Clovia, and this is Community Conversations.